Today I chose James 2:5. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Now we know God is faithful. He is true to his word and his promises. So Father, we're asking for your help to help us to be rich in faith.
Amen.
Loving you with our whole heart.
Amen.
For this is our desire.
Amen.
We will pray about that for the name. And I also chose Psalms 65:4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in the courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Now this man is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And because he is exalted to the right hand of God, we are indeed satisfied. So Father, help us to continue in Christ.
Amen.
That in due time we will be able to approach unto thee and dwell in thy courts in its fullness.
Mm-hmm.
We can approach God now because of Christ's blood.
Amen.
And we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. But there's going to come a day when we can see God and Christ face to face. And we want to be able to continue in Christ, that in due time that we'll be able to see both of them in their fullness.
Amen.
And who will pray about that? Brother Al? Okay, I also have on here to remember Sister Betty, to remember Sister Mary Parsons and her family. I know she's not Mary Parsons, but she's Mary Parsons.
Milady. Mary Milady.
Milady, okay. Is there anything else we want to remember?
I spoke with Brother Pat and communicated with Brother TJ this week, and he said that this past week that he and Sister Brandy were able to encourage one another in a special way. Didn't he need some brethren? I've thought about Brother Pat as a leader. You know, he is truly a leader of the people of God. And I thought about him in connection with Moses. You know, Moses had his time on the backside of the desert, but there came a time when he was shown to the people, and that's Brother Pat. You know, mm-hmm. in a large, you see, he has all the qualities of being a leader of the people of God, and we want to pray that people will perceive that and join together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we also want to remember the Jordan brethren.
Yes.
There's a situation, but we need to remember them as well. And but in Brother Pat and Brother TJ's in that manner, yes, we pray for them. However, there are two, Brandy and Pat, and therefore the Lord is in the midst. TJ and Hillary are two, and therefore the Lord is in the midst.
Amen.
He is able and well able to sustain them, even in this time of leanness.
Yeah.
But it is our desire and our duty as brethren to lift them up before the throne of all grace.
Amen.
Well, we can also pray that the Lord would rejoin them together.
Yeah.
You know, and include Brandy's and Pat's parents in that joining.
It would be good if Brother TJ and Sister Hillary could find a time to gather together with Brother Pat and Sister Brandy too. I know they're mm-hmm. separated by 50 or 60 miles, but maybe they could meet more frequently.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Anybody else? So if there's nothing else, then Brother Dan and then Brother Alan, anyone who wants to pray for these brethren, they can, and I will close.
Thank you, Father in Heaven, for permitting and actually working in us to get together this morning to meet.
Amen.
In the name of your Son. We thank you for the promise, and we have mentioned it in regard to our brethren that are somewhat few in number, but we thank you that you have allowed us to more recently meet in strength with a good number of us, that we are able to once again share the things of the Lord in company of others that are appreciative and loving your word and loving your people. Mm-hmm. We pray for those that were with us last week, specifically Sister Mary and her husband and their children, that mm-hmm. they would again join with us. Not that we would increase our membership, but that they would increase their love for you and their understanding of your word, and that we could be ministers unto them.
Amen.
And we pray the same for Sister Betty, that as often as possible that she would be of a health and a strength of mind to be with us also. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the mobility that you give us, that though things have come up, we're able to meet in different places and in different times and with different groups, even sometimes out of the area, that we have brethren in other states and cities, and that we have fellowship in the Father and in the Son and in mm-hmm. the truth, and that we're not limited by things that limited ones in the past. We thank you that our commonality is this matter of faith that is mentioned in the letter of James to the brethren, that though we are of different statures and are known differently in the world, yet you count us as ones that are rich in faith. Mm-hmm. You know that your Son has made us rich by your righteousness, which is attributed to us, and by all the riches and glory which are given to us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for this high standing, and we pray that we know that we are worthy, but we pray that we may be worthy as we continue to walk and to minister in the world.
Amen.
Thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And our Father, we give thee thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, whom thou hast exalted and chosen to dwell in thy courts, Lord, to be a representative for men as our great high priest, and now set down at the right hand of the majesty of the heavens, Lord. And so, our Father, we're asking for grace, Lord, for ourselves, that we may, even as he is able to save those to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, we're asking for grace to more perfectly avail ourselves of his intercessory ministry and his succoring of us, Lord, and being more of a ready mind and more quick to be perceptive of thy voice and thy ways, Lord, and less times of being out of the way, Heavenly Father. We're asking for grace not to be out of the way. As he talked about ministering to those that are ignorant and them that are out of the way, Lord, we're asking, Father, that we may have grace to have knowledge and that will be glorifying to thy name, Lord, and that we may that we may more perfectly dwell and abide in thy Son and to the praise and glory of God. So Heavenly Father, we're asking that thou perfect our faith, perfect that which concerneth us, Lord. We confess our need of thy working with us, Lord. We're confessing, Lord, that we absolutely need thee to help us, Lord. And we're in a desperate condition, Lord, apart from thee. But thou hast ordained it so, Lord, to the praise of thy glory. And so, our Father, we're asking for grace to glorify thy name, to magnify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even while we're here in this present evil world. Lord, we're asking for grace to this end. We pray this for us all and for all saints everywhere, Lord. Yes. We ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Father in heaven, we do know, Father, that there are many of us in this group here that see doctors and we take medications and things for our physical bodies, and sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't. We do give thanks for this when it helps, Father, and we realize this is a benefit to us when we're in good health. But we also realize that one of your servants named Lazarus, his health never increased. Mm-hmm. Never. It just went worse and worse, and he finally, his body gave out and he died. But he was in Abraham's bosom just shortly thereafter.
Amen. Amen.
And this is what we pray for, that our souls remain strong, our spirits remain connected to you, Father, regardless of our health. Although we would desire good health, our grander desire, Father, is that we not lose sight of you. that we not lose sight of the salvation we have through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we pray this, Father, in your Son's name, that we would all remain strong in this area.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before Thee, Lord, with thanksgiving unto Thee, Father, for Thy great salvation, that You have called us out of this world to be a part of this great salvation, Father.
Amen.
And we know that this is made possible by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That He has worked the great work that You have sent Him to do, and He accomplished that work, Father, and You received Him back into heaven.
Amen.
And now He sits at Thy right hand, exalted, an exalted High Priest and King that intercedes for us. And we thank Thee, Holy Father, for this great High Priest that You have given unto us.
Amen.
We lift before Thee, Father, Sister Betty.
Amen.
She is a dear sister, Lord, and faithful unto Thee, and her desire is that she not forget Jesus. So we know, Father, that You will honor this request.
Amen.
That You will preserve her heart and mind, and that she will, if you desire, Father, to take her home unto Thyself, it will be a loss for us, but we know that she told me the other day that to die is gain.
Amen.
So I pray, Lord, that Thou will keep her faith strong, mm-hmm. and that You will not let the evil one bombard her with doubt or fear.
Amen.
But that You will lift her up, Father, strong in faith, mm-hmm. and that she would remain that way until You take her by the hand and escort her home.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we ask for Sister Mary Parsons and her family, and thank You, Father, for their presence with us. We pray that the Word of God has gone home with them, and that we know that it will not become void, but to do its work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we commit them unto Thee and ask that Thou will perhaps prick their hearts, that they would have a desire to come back and like Brother Dan said, not to gain a number, but to gain someone for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that his soul would be saved. We know that this is Your desire, Father, that You would have all men to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask that Thou will do a great work in him. We ask, Father, too, for Brother Pat and Sister Brandy and Brother TJ and Sister Hillary, and even for the Olstroms, Father, where we would ask, Lord, that this time of separation would be dissolved and that You would bring them back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And to these are faithful brethren, Father, we know that some have encountered a stumbling block, Father, but I know that You have the power to remove it. And Father, that You can help them to refocus and put their sights again on heavenly things and on God and Christ. And Father, we're just praying, Father, that Thou will bring them, not to bring them back to say that they're gone somewhere, but to just to refocus them, Father, and make their spirits aright.
Amen.
And help them, Holy Father. We ask also for the Jordans, Father. We thank You that You've sustained them in this time of difficulty. And we're asking, Lord, that by Your grace that You will alleviate this problem, that You will take it away from them,
Amen.
That they are again able to travel and come up in the midst of us, Father, in fellowship. But we are giving You thanks and praise for each one of these brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And that for their faith, and we're asking, Father, that You will strengthen them by Thy might and by Thy power. And we, Father, we want to remember Brother Duane today, that he is not with us, but we pray, Lord, that Thou will minister to his heart and mind,
Amen.
And strengthen him in the things of God, and that his faith will not fail him, but that he would be a faithful witness unto Thee about with the people around him. And so, Father, we ask. We thank You, Father, for the answered prayers that You have given to us this week. We thank
Amen.
You for bringing each one of us together again
Amen.
After a week of absence,
mm-hmm.
one from the other. And we thank You, Father, that we can say with joyful hearts that we still believe.
Amen.
And in spite of the thwarts of the devil and the fiery darts that thou hast made us victorious over this week, Father, and now
Amen.
This week is behind us. And
Amen.
And now we have a week to go before us, Father, but we know that you are with us and
Amen.
That you've promised that you will not leave us or forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
That you go before us and that you are our rearward. And we thank thee, Father, that you have not left us alone, but that you stay with us, even in times of trouble.
Amen.
We know, Father, that Jesus is not a hireling,
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't run at the at trouble, but he stays with us and protects us and helps us, Lord. And we thank thee for it. We ask, Lord, that thou will continue to be with us as we depart one from the other.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, Lord, that thou will be with us during this week, that we would have times of your teaching, Father, that you would lift us up and show us great and mighty things that we know not.
Amen.
And so we commit ourselves unto thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator. We ask these things in Jesus' holy name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.